2-2, you were excellent in the first half. I thought you played well pretty much throughout, apart from maybe 15, 20 minutes at the start of the second half. You found yourself two goals down, Gary.
Yeah, it was a little bit Groundhog Day. I feel like Bill Murray at the moment, because it's been the story of our season. We were outstanding first half and should have been out of sight. That goalie's made a wonderful save from Kyle Vassell. We've missed great opportunities. And find ourselves going in 0-0, which was majorly frustrating. And then, like you say, start of that second half from 50 minutes to probably 65, we weren't quite at it and conceded two goals. The first one probably sums us up at the moment in terms of the softness of it, and takes a deflection, hits the bar and comes back out straight to their lad. But full credit to our lads, the way that they didn't panic, they kept straight back on it, and they've got an unbelievable spirit and character that they don't know when they beat them, and got back in the game. And, you know, like you say, the overriding emotion is one of frustration and disappointment that we haven't won the game, because anybody here today, and I thought our supporters were terrific today, they stayed with us at 2-0 when we were 2-0 down and kept going with us and backed us, and, you know, the noise at the end was terrific from them, and we're just a little bit disappointed we haven't won the game now.
They were all sort of 7-8s out of 10s, weren't they, from your players today?
Yeah, magnificent.
You know, Jack Payne, I thought, did very well for you. Lovely shot in the first half that could have been a goal of the season contender.
Yeah. We were hoping it was going to be. But, no, he was terrific. He dictates play for us, and, you know, he's had to be patient. Obviously, he had a suspension and then actually getting in the team, because we went away and won when he was suspended. But, you know, he's come in, and I thought he was terrific today, along with all the others, like you say. I don't think there was anybody that, you know, was under a 7 out of 10, as you put it, you know. And we just got to keep the belief. We've got to keep working hard and keep getting better. That's the demands that are going to be placed on them next week again. And you saw the results of that this week in the performance. It's just trying to win, and I'll take a win ugly at the moment.
Armand Nogelet went off late on. What was the problem there, Gary?
He was just empty. He'd absolutely ran himself into the ground, and he was just running on empty. And, you know, I got a little bit of a cramp in there, and I was just making sure that, you know, it didn't go into anything further. But, you know, he took his goal superbly well again today, and he's got 3-3 now, and confidence is riding high from him.
Do you think if you just keep on playing like this, the wins will come eventually?
Oh, they have to. They have to. You know, I think we've got to show some more, a little bit more care in the final third. And then we've got to try and stop these soft goals. But, yeah, like you say, the manner of which we're playing, I joke there about winning ugly, but I'd rather come and watch us playing the way we're playing than, you know, just launch the ball and chase after it. I'm not that one.
Yeah, I mean, the entertainment factor is good, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know,
I suppose.
You play some nice football.
Yeah, no, we are. We're playing some good football, and we've done that all season, to be fair, with the people that have seen us play. And that's a credit to the lads, that they've got this belief in each other. And like I say, we're working ever so hard to try and get those wins that the performances deserve.